In this bulletin, the United States, Canada and the UK accuse Russian spies of targeting COVID-19 vaccine development organisations. More COVID outbreaks in the nation's nursing homes, and in sport, health concerns after an AFL game goes ahead with a large crowd. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The United States, Canada and the United Kingdom have accused Russian spies of targeting organisations that are trying to develop coronavirus vaccines. The UK's National Cyber Security Centre has not named the organisations it says were targeted, but did offer assurances that vaccine research had not been hindered by the hackers. Kieran Martin is the chief executive of the centre.
Any country right now, if they can get hold of vaccine research, particularly a more hostile country with less sophisticated scientific base than us, would like to acquire the sort of world-class research that's been done in the UK. I'm pleased to say there's no reason to believe they've got hold of any of it, but we have to be on high alert. That's why we've detected this attack, that we've worked really closely with the institutions, the world-class institutions doing the research, and we're on high alert for further attacks.
Russia has denied the allegations. And the British government says Russia tried to interfere in last year's general election in the UK by leaking sensitive documents relating to a planned free trade agreement with the United States. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says a government investigation found that when the documents made little impact after their leaking, further attempts were made to promote the material online. But Russia is denying the allegations. A foreign ministry spokeswoman says they're unclear.
The statement is so foggy and contradictory that it's practically impossible to understand it. If it's inappropriate to comment on it, then don't say anything. If you say something, then present facts. Let's get to the bottom of what we're talking about. On the one hand, there is no evidence. On the other, there's talk of certain retaliatory measures. These are mutually exclusive things.
Health authorities have expressed grave concerns about Victoria's COVID-19 outbreaks in nursing homes and hospitals. 8 aged care facilities have residents with the coronavirus, while staff have been infected at another 24 homes. Staff at several hospitals have also contracted the virus. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says health teams are still investigating and contact tracing.
We need to look at the circumstances in each of those facilities. The response really depends on the individual nursing home and, of course, on the wishes of the individual residents and their family members.
The Vatican has informed bishops around the world that they should report cases of clergy sex crimes to police, even when not legally bound to do so. The request is part of the Vatican's latest efforts to compel church leaders to protect children from predatory priests. A manual has been issued for bishops and religious superiors on conducting in-house investigations into allegations of priests who rape and molest children and vulnerable adults. While the manual doesn't contain the force of a new legislation, it extends beyond the current Vatican policy about cooperating with law enforcement agencies, prosecutors and police. In the AFL, tens of thousands of fans have attended Perth Stadium to watch WA's first game in front of a crowd in more than 10 months. It was also the first time an AFL game took place in WA without a local team taking part. State officials had warned the decision to allow so many people into the crowd would pose a health risk to Western Australians. 22,000 fans attended, filling up almost half of the stadium. Collingwood beat Geelong by 22 points to move into the second spot on the ladder. Jordan Roughead says he was just happy to play in front of fans again.
It was pretty exciting, to be honest. We were lucky enough to get out in front of about 1,700 last week. Obviously, to get the big crowd tonight and the Collingwood faithful cheering loudly and the others jeering, but it was an exciting game and it's just a great feeling to run out in front of the fans again.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible early storm and showers, 17. Adelaide should be sunny and 18 degrees. Some early fog, then a partly cloudy day in Melbourne, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 11. Canberra, some light morning frost, 14 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, 17. Sydney, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Some showers forecast in Newcastle today and 17. Should be sunny in Brisbane, 24. Cairns, also sunny and 26. And Darwin, a sunny day and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.